May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for July 16th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing enlightenment as inspiration that is going mainstream worldwide with the great awakening of the family of mankind in a global village as a unified field of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. As regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. These are videos and articles, you know, that I publish as compendiums that provide conscious evolution tools and processes for our conscientious evolutionary ascent. The Great Awakening, big theme these days on the cusp of Aquarius. So this is the big drama on the world stage right now. And great light is exposing great darkness. You know, the light shines within the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. But in the meantime, it transmutes the darkness, you know, bringing light to dark places. And the deep state is thus being deconstructed, taken down, while a high state is being constructed, mostly behind the scenes. So for those who've been following the 2022 Great Turnaround series, you know, the weekly compendiums that I've been publishing since the first of the year, you know that we have arrived at that long prophesied time of revelations when cosmic Aquarian love begins going mainstream in form and frequency in the hearts, minds, and souls of global netizens worldwide, you know, worldwide citizens that are networking for the net worth of net reality. You can call them netizens. You know, they're linking up. They're linking the light of conscientious common sense in our global village. So this is the Great Awakening, you know, and I'll be doing a deep dive into both the crisis and a vast array of solutions to the crisis. I mean, that's the good news. I'm going to see the good. So see the good, make it so, keep the faith in the meantime. But first, a cosmic weather report. We just had the full moon in Capricorn in polarity with the sun in the sign of Cancer. And all the other planets are in a bowl pattern in the fire and air quadrants of the cosmic clock. For those who are familiar with the cosmic clock, there's four quadrants, fire, air, water, and earth, that correspond to the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, you know, four lower bodies of self and civilization. And the first two quadrants going around in a clockwise way are the fire quadrant, the etheric fire from Capricorn to Aries, and then from Aries to Cancer, the sign of Cancer. That quadrant is the air quadrant, which is the higher mental quadrant. So this is a highly combustible time because mental air feeds the fire of revelations. I could go into the unique geometric aspects of these other planets, you know, for the rest of the show, but suffice to say that there are strong portents for deep, mystical, metaphysical revelations at this time. So, enlightenment for inspiration. I'm going to go through some highlights of the week that are really highlights for a turning point of global civilization. I mean, this is the theme of the year, 2022 Great Turnaround Series. And this last week has been an archetypal turning point. So I'm going to be going into some really keynote revelations of this last week, some different ones first, just to give you a taste of, you know, some of the big drama that's going on the global stage right now. And then I should have time to get into some Christos quips. You know, my higher self has something to say with little quips that I hope you find humorous, if not enlightening. So before I get to that, I'm going to go through some of these components to the capstone, you might say, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical components of the capstone for higher vision, virtue and valor for the victory of conscientious common sense. One of the first articles, I just added this, July 13th, it was actually published by Kenny Mueller, called Waking Up to the Sovereignty Issue. Ken Mueller did this. He's been publishing on Substack now for several months, and he's been doing some really good work. In this article, I'm going to give an excerpt. He says that it has now become common. This is Ken Mueller speaking. It's an excerpt from his article that I've linked here, and he says that it has now become common to read or view how people are waking up to the fact that foreign multinational organizations run by powerful corporate cartels, call it the deep state, are superimposing their own agendas over the sovereign interests of nations, you know, democracies supposedly acting on behalf of their electorate. That's a quote from Ken. And an example of that follows with a link to an article, and this is a video done by Naomi Wolf. And Naomi Wolf, she has used to be pretty far left, and she's completely come around exposing the far left and how the far left has been co-opted by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And some of her stuff is just, I mean, the revelations are amazing. In this article, which is called COVID Injections Produced by the CCP, this is from July 12th. It was published on Forbidden Knowledge TV. So there's a video as well as transcript of highlights. And she explains how the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated and hijacked the American public health system. Now, I mean, this is mind-blowing stuff, folks. And I've been following her, you know, videos she's been doing and exposés on different channels, different internet, independent media channels. And she's been saying some amazing stuff about the collusion of the quote from Ken I was just talking about. Now, these multinational organizations run by powerful corporate cartels that are imposing their own agendas over the sovereign interests of nations. And this is, again, the example. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, this gets into how they're producing the Pfizer vaccines, not for Chinese, but for Americans. So, as those have been following, you know, the Cosmic Love Show and exposés and the compendiums I've been doing, there are millions of people worldwide dying from these Pfizer vaccines, and it's being covered up by the mainstream media, which basically runs interference for Big Pharma. So, this is some serious stuff. I mean, this is one thing. This is coming to the attention of people worldwide, and especially Americans that are waking up to this. This is part of the Great Awakening, you know, how bad things are, how good things can be. You know, when you know better, you do better, and there's no real Great Awakening with basically coming out of denial of what the problem is so we can move on to a definitive solution. So we're talking about shedding light on dark forces, bringing light to dark places, and then I go into this whole segment on the stage now is set for global revolution. Well, global, small r, capital evolution. 90% of the word revolution is evolution, and this does not have to be like a World War III. This can be more like a metamorphosis of the global caterpillar into a global butterfly. You know, that's a better analogy. Evolution. You know, there's an evolution of planet Earth, you know, call it Terra, Gaia, whatever. You know, there's a living, conscious, unified field. There's the transformation going on globally. You know, call it the Great Reset or the Great Awakening. I prefer the Great Awakening because Great Reset's been co-opted by the World Economic Forum. Most of you know that story. But anyway, stage is set for global revolution, evolution, evolution, revolution, revelations, however you want to phrase it. But point is that the deep state is in damage control right now, trying to hide their treasonous acts. I mean, did you hear the shot heard around the world? This was the previous compendium that I published about a week ago. And I'm going to skip to that. So I'm going to go back and then I'm going to go forward. But this is about the Georgia Guidestones being demolished. And this is the previous issue. I have a picture of the demolished Georgia Guidestones, with the captioning of the takedown of the satanic deep state's Ten Commandments. Their depopulation agenda is number one of their Ten Commandments, and how that's been demolished. It's been up for years. And we're talking about the absolute evil inversion and perversion of thou shalt not kill. You know, the prime directive of do no harm. Georgia Guidestones, the first of their Ten Commandments, all the rest was like good sounding gobbledygook, you know, but the first commandment was reduced population by about 90%. You know, we're talking about billions of people. So that's been demolished. It's like a shot heard around the world. This was in mainstream media. This was reported worldwide. I mean, this was big news. So we're talking about deconstructing the New World Order's Great Reset BS belief system, you know, that's been, again, co-opted by the World Economic Forum and United Nations Agenda 2001. They're different agendas for the 2020s. So, I mean, let's just kind of step back and ask yourself, is it true that the family of mankind has been united as never before in history by the instant, everywhere, and interactive internet capabilities? The internet. And are you aware that global netizens on the internet are wising up? This is the Great Awakening. This was the inevitable consequence of the computer internet revolution, with computers an extension of the brain and the internet an extension of the nervous system, basically the brains of mankind, you know, consciousness of mankind. So are you aware that this is, you know, global netizens are wising up? This is a process that's been going on. It's reaching critical mass awakening, mass consciousness. So, and would you agree that this is now the long prophesied time of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations? This is the time of revelation. So, you know, get ready for full disclosure, which I'm going to go into, so you won't be shocked by big revelations with our quantum leap into the quantum age, Aquarius. I'm going to be going into this, a whole understanding of what's going on with the big shift, paradigm shift, from the mechanistic age to the quantum age, and what the quantum age is in terms of Aquarian energies and frequencies and Aquarian science, quantum science, quantum reality, and the quantum field. So if you don't see the TLC future, and I'm going to go into the understanding of TLC, you know, when I say TLC, you know, high standard of love. If you don't see that Aquarian standard for our world and metamorphosis yet, imagine what that will look like and feel like as we increasingly, you know, wake up, wise up, and take wing. So this is, you know, the lead in to this last article I did about a week ago. And so what we're talking about, you know, is the 2020s Aquarian Spring, you know, the 10-year period from the 2020 to 2030, that 10-year period, which is called, referred to as Aquarian Spring, you know, the cusp of the Aquarian Age, just like Aquarian Spring sparked the revolution in the Mideast, you know, among Arab-speaking nations. And that whole story of Arab Spring, well, in a global sense, Aquarian Spring is what the whole globe is going through, with massive transformation, metamorphosis, however you want to phrase, you know, this turnaround, this shift in paradigms, principles, practices of an Aquarian nature. So the theme of this year has been the 2020s Great Turnaround. You know, the compendiums I've been doing since the first of the year. And now we're at the midpoint of 2022. So when is the downfall of the depopulation Guidestones, the satanic Georgia Guidestones, were destroyed? And there's two videos I provide in this, you know, that you can go into that, I mean, to emphasize, you know, the significance of this event, this turning point of the week, of the year, perhaps of the, the decade of the Aquarian Spring. There's two videos, one by Mark Dice and another one by James Corbett, one done on July 7th, the other one done, both of them done on July 7th, you know, right after the July 4th. And it was like, this was like celebrating global revolution, you know, the spirit of revolution, the founding fathers today, you know, what's going on with them, basically challenging the power trips of the power elite, you know, taking down their guide stones, their power elite New World Order guide stones. So this is a very timely turning point, folks. And the fall of the New World Order's Great Reset has begun, and the Great Awakening makes it obsolete. This is important the theme of this Great Awakening makes the Great Reset, the New World Order's Great Reset, obsolete. So consider that the world is under attack by multi-billionaire psychopaths who betray the soul of humanity for money and power to own and control all the news media, governments, healthcare, social media, etc. They want to steal all the rights and freedoms from the people. This is called Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, etc. But they're busted. You know, it's being exposed. And as fake lamestream news is exposed and mass illusion disintegrates, the whole truth is disclosed and common sense integrates. I'm going to repeat that. As fake lamestream news is exposed and mass illusion disintegrates, the whole truth is disclosed and common sense integrates. I ought to add that to Christos' quips. But anyway, it says, seize the high ground, the high state vision that makes deep state dystopia obsolete, and hold fast to the first principles of five core internet freedoms. You know, upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms in the internet quantum age. You know, where we're all connected. You know, the unified field of instant everywhere interactive telecom capabilities. You know, hold fast to the first principle, those core constitutional principles upgraded for, you know, internet reality, quantum reality these days, today. So this is the new American evolution. You know, 90% of the word revolution worldwide. The new American, sometimes they refer to, you know, the keynote of America as the I am race worldwide. This is what we're witnessing. You know, the America has, you know, the anonym for America, the anagram for America is I am race. If you scramble the letters, it's called an anagram. It's a code word for America. It's the I am race worldwide. You know, so we're going from local to global. It's now a global affair, this evolution, revolution, revelations. So there's an article here that I'm referencing in context of this compendium a week ago called The Greatest Communications Event in History by Martin Geertz. The guy is a communications brilliant genius of sorts. So it's an excerpt from that article where he says, quote, what is transpiring is the second American revolution, if not a global war of independence from a psychopathic criminal culture. No thriller or spy novel has ever come close to the tale that is unfolding. You certainly wouldn't dare to offer this story as fiction, as it would be deemed far too implausible for public sale. I myself am beyond astonished at what is transpiring and find myself making unexpected new allies while old acquaintances seek their distance. Boy, this is what's happened, you know, my family and friends, you know, I'm trying to tell them what's been going on in the last 2 years, lost half of my list of about 10,000 people by old acquaintances wanting to be distanced from me because it doesn't fit what, you know, their belief system. So there's a quote here by Maximilien Robespierre, French guy. He says, the secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. So this is kind of a keynote I'm going into, because if you expose a lot, the big lie and the whole truth, you're really providing well-informed choice for enlightenment, you know, for basically transmuting ignorance with more of the whole truth than nothing but, so to speak. So There's an article that follows from Technocracy News July 8th that says, the biosecurity state, Big Pharma's complete takeover of FDA. Now, this is kind of the big picture, some of the nefarious stuff that's been going on behind the scenes the last couple years with this whole COVID masking, all this crazy stuff the last couple years. And this is an excerpt from the article. And he says, and this is, I believe, the editor of Technocracy News who's saying it, is that it is inconceivable on any level that thorough testing would not be required for life-altering drugs such as the experimental mRNA injections. But Big Pharma's influence over the FDA has accomplished just that, giving eugenicists full and autonomous control over human health and genome. Thus, humans are the last frontier to be conquered in the quest for total resource management. In other words, technocracy. So Technocracy News has been exposing this whole technocracy agenda and how they've been basically using this biosecurity in the name of security, biological security, you know, in the name of health, in the name of biosecurity. You go along with this agenda of technocracy where everyone's surveilled, monitored, and controlled, you know, for total resource management, owning and controlling the human and physical resources of all humanity. That's technocracy. So out of that, we've seen the nefarious deep state plan this last couple years. And this, so in the context here of this compendium, there's a video called The Plan. And the plan is the World Health Organization plans for 10 years of pandemics from 2020 to 2030. The WHO, World Health Organization, has planned for 10 years of infectious diseases from 2020 to 2030. I mean, they've been planning this. Are you ready? So the plan, this is published by Global Research July 3rd. A lot of other networks have picked this up. It's a very well-produced video. So in it, this video explains the plan that shows the official agenda of the World Health Organization to have 10 years of ongoing pandemics from 2020 to 2030. A group of almost 1,000 medical doctors in Germany called Doctors for Information, supported by more than 7,000 professionals, including attorneys, scientists, teachers, etc., made a shocking statement during a national press conference. They said, quote, the corona panic is a play. It's a scam. It's a swindle. It's high time we understood that we're in the midst of a global crime. So it goes on to say that this large group of medical experts publishes a newsletter with circulation of 500,000, half a million copies every week to alert the public about the misinformation in the mainstream media about the coronavirus. They also organize mass protests with millions of people throughout Europe, which are mostly censored in U.S. media. So, two other articles that kind of reference what's going on in this regard. One of them is that Haiti did not vaccinate its citizens. The current vaccination rate is only 1.4%, and yet Haiti has one of the lowest COVID death rates in the world. Meanwhile, in the rest of the world, Big Pharma makes a killing treating a myriad of disease it has caused with the toxic vax injection. There's all kinds of videos and articles coming out the last several months taking the official CDC data and how the official data, which is maybe 1/100th of the real side effects, real damage being done by these vaccines, the official data is showing that there's a direct correspondence by the number of vaccines and boosters to the number of side effects with all kinds of pathologies resulting. So, I mean, that should be common sense now, unless people have their eyes glued to the lamestream media. Most of the people listening to the show and reading my compendiums are well aware that this is the scam that I was just referring to in the previous quote. Another article from Need to Know News, which is a very good source of information, is regarding David Martin, who says that 700 million people worldwide will die from COVID-19 vaccinations by 2028. Now, how he arrives at that, this guy is a brilliant statistician who works with the insurance companies, and the insurance companies are providing data which clearly shows that there's a direct correlation between the number of vaccines people are getting and the number of damages, number of harm that they have to compensate for with the insurance companies. So David Martin is one of the key people seeking justice in lawsuits suing medical companies and the federal government for involvement in delivering the so-called vaccines, the experimental mRNA shots for COVID-19. So this is some pretty heavy stuff, folks. If you can listen this far, that some of you are listening, I'm sure, and say, well, okay, I knew that. You know, I've been following the alternative news, and I'm well aware of that. This is insane. This is crazy. So what are we going to do about it? We're back to this issue of the stage is set for global revolution. So the deep state is in damage control, trying to hide their treasonous acts. I mean, I just referenced earlier, you know, the shot heard around the world, the evil George Guidestones going down with basically what's going down with the destruction of the global Guidestones is the predictive modeling of global depopulation by the billions. So that whole symbolic predictive, you know, like this was going to be our future, it was demolished, as widely reported in media worldwide. So the silent war is no longer silent. The war has been brought out into the light, and the white hats are winning from behind the scenes, aided by the frequency shift, whereby the high state trumps the deep state from the inside out. Now, the frequency shift is the Aquarian frequency shift. The energies are shifting. This is what the Aquarian spring, this 10-year period, is about. The energies in the collective field of Earth, as Earth and our solar system enters the deep space energies of Aquarius. It's shifting the energies, quantum field of the planet, quantum field of consciousness, quantum field of, you know, between our ears, between the hemispheres of the left and right hemispheres of the earth and of our brains. It's shifting the energies, and people are waking up naturally from the inside out. So all the 3D dark side deep state media propaganda we see has failed to tell the Western world that the Eastern world and 200 plus BRICS nations, you know, which is Britain, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and there's 200 other nations in the BRICS that have gone on a new currency standard backed by gold and commodities that's imploding the inflated value of the U.S. paper dollar. Now, the U.S. dollar is no longer the petrodollar, which it has been since, you know, for decades. It's been the petrodollar backed by Saudi oil, because the Saudis have gone on the BRICS gold standard along with Russia, India, and China. Now, I am going to switch fast forward now to the article that I was referring to today. Enlightened inspiration, you know, basically they're taking the high road here, the higher vision of what's going on. And basically the understanding of this whole thing of this new gold standard for the Eastern Hemisphere and part of the Western Hemisphere, BRICS nations, the only thing backing the U.S. dollar now is the trust and goodwill of all of us, you know, united sovereigns of Earth, you know, a unified field. The United Sovereigns of Earth, who are in fearless faith that the Aquarian veil thins and love wins. As the Aquarian veil thins, Aquarian love wins. This is conscience currency. That's a theme, and I've got a whole website on it, and it's linked here in the content. And again, this link is in the footnotes, and you can be, you know, following along if you're listening to the podcast in the future. Podcast should be published in a couple days, and when it's published, you can, you know, again, listen, have a custom multimedia show, because you can pause the podcast at any time, and as you're following along with the video link in another window, the link in another window of the compendium, and you can, as I'm going through the narrative and I refer to a video or an article, you can pause the podcast and watch the video, read the article, and have, you know, a custom multimedia show. And usually what I recommend is that people either listen to the whole show and or read the whole compendium and go back then and watch go, you know, for deep diving, read the articles or watch the videos that you've had the table of contents for, you know, from the blog posting, you know, from the web compendium. So a theme I'm going to be referring to repeatedly is this conscience currency, you know, for the next economy. So it's basically, and I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. We're talking about this is a time to be the future we want to see. So I'm going to go into the quantum food for thought, quote unquote food for thought, you know, the quantum ascent process for the truly thoughtful. Food for thought for the truly thoughtful from a quantum perspective. So this is a big shift for people that are ready for something uniquely enlightening and inspiring. If you really want to get the big picture where things are going sooner or later, by the grace of Aquarian frequency shift from the inside out, I'm going to go through the different dimensions of this. First is the quantum free energy technology that is emerging from the secret space program, which is no longer secret. We have the Space Force, and this technology is being increasingly unveiled on the internet. And this quantum free energy technology, it makes the Rockefeller big oil power grab obsolete. It makes petrochemical energy, polluting toxic petrochemical energy, obsolete. So liberating this abundance, you know, this abundant quantum free energy technology, free from the quantum field of space, as Nikola Tesla was able to liberate, and it was, of course, shut down by Morgan, J.P. Morgan, because he couldn't put a meter on it and charge people for it. It would have given free energy to the masses. Technology is available. Other kinds of virtually free energy technology, like hydrogen conversion technologies, hydrogen fuel cells, you know, where a specific frequency can split the molecule into hydrogen and oxygen, and the hydrogen can be burnt with the oxygen, and the only side effect is that water trickles out the tailpipe of the engine. You know, that has been available going back to Stanley Meyer, 35 years ago? You know, so this technology, this free energy technology, virtually free energy, it makes dirty petrochemical power grab obsolete. So liberating this abundant free energy is in effect to neutralize the e-veil, the energy veil of scarcity's value that conceals waste and destroys abundance to maintain scarcity to keep prices and profit, you know, high for control, not for freedom. So, I mean, look at how big oil is profiteering right now from a scarcity of power to the people because their time of dominance is short. You know, this is their final power grab. You know, their time is short and their avarice is great. You know, they're jacking up the price while they're creating scarcity. So this is the way the economics of scarcity works. Conceal waste and destroy abundance, maintain scarcity, keep prices and profit and control high. So the other dimension of this quantum ascent process is quantum healing technology, you know, frequency medicine and med beds. And there's a lot coming out on med beds on the alternative media. The mainstream media is loath to report frequency medicine because the whole paradigm of medicine, a big pharma, that big media is that sponsors big media is all, you know, the frequency medicine, you know, is adverse to the paradigm of the chemistry of disease, which is pharmacology. So we're talking about there's a big shift going on from the chemistry of disease to the paradigm of the energies of health. So frequency medicine and med beds with frequencies that heal the body with plasmic technology, extremely advanced technology. It's coming out of the secret space program again. This technology has been around for decades, but it's been suppressed. It's coming out. And this also will make Rockefeller's big pharma cartel monopoly obsolete. And liberating this abundance, you know, abundant health, is to neutralize the e-veil, the energy veil of scarcity's value for disease, not for health. I mean, know how big pharma is profiteering from a scarcity of public health health because their time of dominance is short. And their depopulation agenda for profit is now self-evident to netizens worldwide. You know, global citizens of networking for the net worth of net reality, global netizens worldwide are becoming aware. This is, you know, we could have quantum healing technology being liberated for abundant health. It's the future, sooner or later. I may be a little ahead of the game here. Of course I am, but it's coming sooner or later. And then you've got quantum communications technology based on abundant wisdom of the crowd. You know, and there's a link there on Web 3.0 hardware and how quantum consciousness with, you might say, quantum common sense with coming to unity communications creates abundant wisdom of the crowd that makes Rockefeller's big media monopoly obsolete. And again, liberating this abundance is to neutralize the e-veil, the energy veil of scarcity's value for mind control. You know, what to think rather than how to think. And I mean, note how big media is profiting from a scarcity of public wisdom, you know, the Great Awakening, because their time of dominance is short, as I've been saying. Big media propaganda for big oil, big pharma, big banks, big tech, and big government is now self-evident to netizens worldwide. And then you have the quantum financial system, QFS. A lot of buzz on this last couple years. And the last couple months in particular, quantum financial system, which is waiting in the wings behind the scenes for the right time for all this quantum breakthrough stuff to be announced for transition into the quantum age, Aquarius. And this quantum financial system is based on, again, the currency of conscience, the inner gold standard, for an economics of abundance that makes the Federal Reserve banking system of Rockefeller, Rothschild, scarcity economics, you know, the value of debt, makes that obsolete. Obviously, an economics of abundance makes the economics of scarcity based on a scarcity of, you know, of money, of supply, you know, value of debt, makes that obsolete. I mean, the value of debt is like the value of scarcity. It's an oxymoron. No, it's time to make that oxymoron obsolete. In other words, all this quantum advance, quantum age advances, Aquarian age, quantum age advances, makes it, you know, the robber barons are going down sooner or later. You know, this quantum shift to an economics and all the, you know, of abundance, abundant health care, abundant communications for conscience, for the currency of conscience, abundant resources, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, naturally, as it increases, abundance increases the deprivation and scarcity's value decreases, you know. Anyway, full disclosure on all this is going mainstream. And there's a humorous cartoon in the context here talking about the old left versus the modern left. You know, you go back to Vietnam era days, you know, you have the hippie bands, you know, screw the establishment, free speech, free love, you know, back 1971. Well, today you have obey the establishment, mask up, you know, cancel free speech, you know, love the CDC. this is the modern left, you know. And it's, you know, it's really not funny, but it's kind of humorous, you know, just to see them side by side, these two vehicles from the old left and the new left. Anyway, that's a cartoon you can look at and hopefully have a chuckle after, because they're, you know, this is some serious stuff. I mean, good and evil are being outed as never before. And the shocking truth about the power elite's global depopulation agenda, which I've linked in three articles, you know, you can read them, you know, here, and here. You can click on the links, the three different articles that just this last week came out exposing the power elite's global depopulation agenda, you know, the whole global Guidestones things. It's being exposed now because symbolically the guidestones have been taken down. So now it's like there's a flood of exposés on what that depopulation agenda was. And then there's three articles you can read and give some, if you want to do some deep diving into that. So a high state vision, of virtue and valor for the victory of Aquarian self-elevating enlightenment, you know, ascension, is transcending the divisive downward spiral of diseased, depressed, and dysfunctional dimitude. Duh, D-U-H, as in dark, unconscious, and heartless. Duh, that is stuck in negativity. S-I-N, stuck in negativity. Sin, you know. So the currency of conscience, again, hyperlinked, this understanding, this whole website on the currency of conscience for the next economy is emerging, but we're in chaos phase right now. So understand this, how the last phase, you know, before global paradigm shift is typically global chaos. The last stage of paradigm shift in any community network, whether it be a religious community or educational community or economic community, the last phase before a real major shift, major paradigm, is usually chaos. And the Orwellian biosecurity complex is disintegrating while new systemic metamorphosis is integrating. Global civilization is rapidly shape-shifting, you know, quantum paradigm shift, systems reset, etc., with morphing of our collective identity. You might say we're going through a collective identity crisis. We're no longer a caterpillar, but not yet a butterfly. You know, as a civilization, we're in the shift between from caterpillar to butterfly. But just like a teenager who's no longer a child, but not yet a mature adult either, there's a lot of acting out while figuring out the balance of childlike innocence with mature inner sense, conscience, currency, the inner sense at the heart of the internet, collective, you know, unity consciousness, unified field, unity and diversity, the whole purpose of coming to unity, community, communications, the inner sense at the heart of the internet, conscience, currency. So this is a very sensitive, you know, 4D sensitive, vulnerable time that we live in now, folks. I mean, the most redeeming attribute of light workers is to see the good in everyone. You know, the man of God sees God in all man. But that strength in excess, you know, without, when I say in excess, without discernment, can be blind to the power elite, power trips, you know, the psychopaths who milk the light of the masses with covert deception and virtual impunity. Well, guys, those have come down. Impunity is disintegrating. So there's a big challenge going on. I mean, the victim-dictum is challenging victory virtues. You know, the dark side, deep state, the psychopaths, powerly power trips, they create victim-dictum. You know, it's all our fault. You know, we're just creating these problems ourselves as if, you know, they weren't being orchestrated from behind the scenes. And that victim-dictum is challenging victory virtues, or you could say that victory virtues of overcoming this victim-dictum, that's what's challenging a victim-dictum is the victory virtues. I'm playing with these words, but it's like fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear, you know. So anyway, until this mainstream humanity slips the surly bounds of 3D time and space, you know, the sense of separation from 5D presence, this is what will happen. Until we slip the surly bounds of 3D time and space, the sense of separation from 5D presence will limit one's moment-to-moment prevailing awareness as an upward spiraling momentum just in time, 4D. Now, understanding 4D is like 3D in time or 3D sequences. It's like a motion picture. You got 16 frames or so many frames per second where it gives the illusion of motion, but they're actually separate frames. So you have a momentum of frames per second, you know, in a movie that gives the illusion of time, you know, 4D. But it's actually a the momentum of frames per second, the frequency of frames per second creates the illusion of time, you know, 4D. That's 4D. Now, that can be a bridge. The here and now can be a bridge to 5D. And basically, the momentum, the upward spiraling momentum increases one's prevailing awareness, you know, in 5D presence. I am presence, God love presence, you know, God is love presence, you know, full spectrum enlightenment presence, the presence. You know, the I am presence, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. So we're in a big shift. We're in a big shift going on, and prepare for temporary 4D disruption. Now, this is a pretty heavy keynote, but this is the alternative media has been talking about this a lot, how mainstream media may soon go down when the EBS, the emergency broadcast system, overrides all media channels to explain the reboot, you know, the paradigm shift to an integrated quantum system for communications, energy, healing, and finance, you know, what I was talking about, the quantum shift in energy technologies, healing technologies, communications technologies, governing technologies, self-government technologies, representative upgrade of our freedoms, high-tech, high-touch, high-tech, highly individualized, personalized, customized, conscience, it's sometimes referred to as Web 3.0 hardware. And I provide links on that. So quantum shift is imminent. There's a big shift. It's coming sooner or later. This is the future. Brain age will be called the quantum age. And the deep state will try everything right now. You know, their time is short. Their fear is great. They'll try everything to keep the public in sin, stuck in negativity, to maintain the paradigm paralysis and stop the Aquarian quantum age from coming into manifestation. But nothing will stop our Aquarian destiny. It's ordained. It's like the divine plan. It's all in divine order. I mean, and in the higher 5D perspective, you know, it's like cosmic cycles, you know, are manifesting, you know, and light brings up the darkness and transmutes some of it and you know, darkness comprehendeth it not, but, you know, the light prevails. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. So, you know, with this, I'm going to go into, you know, get a little bit more enlightenment stuff. With quantum unified field inspiration. Now, the theme, like I say, in this post was enlightened inspiration. I'm finishing up with the Christos quips. Christos is my higher self. I like to refer to it as what I aspire to be and my real self, my higher self. And sometimes, you know, when I'm hot, I'm hot. When I'm not, I'm not. So when I'm in my higher self, I like to step down these little quips, you know, to remind myself, you know, for enlightened self-interest, you know, to basically center and connect with what my higher self would, you know, aspires to manifest. So anyway, here's a sample of a quip. Spiritual evolution is not a popularity contest. It's more like a cosmic dance of karma and dharma. And there's a little infographic here that says, it's got a picture of Buddha, and it says, and this is a quote by T.J. Woodward, where he says, karma is not an outside force. It is repetitively thinking the same idea about ourselves and the world and getting the same results. You know, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. So karma is not an outside force. It is repetitively thinking the same idea about ourselves and the world and getting the same results. So, and I added underneath that infographic that it's not your aptitude, your habit karma, but your attitude, your I am dharma, you know, whatever you follow I am by, your affirmation, will manifest as your divine plan. You know, if it's the I am, if it's your real I am presence attitude is your dharma. So it's not aptitude, but attitude, not karma, but dharma that determines your altitude, whether we soar with eagles on ascending thermals of grace or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So that's an example. Another one is like Think Galactic, Dance Local. I've got more of these Christos quips. You can go to that link. I'm going to give some of them to you right now. Of course, the graphics that go with this really kind of frames the higher concept. For example, here's the one of the first quips is, look to see, know to be, geometric order, divinity. God is love. Now, this is the love circle, triangle, square with the graphics and the color coordinated, you know, blue, yellow, and pink. L-O-V, G-O-D in terms of geometric order, divinity. You almost have to be looking at the graphic of it to really appreciate the quip. But anyway, that's what you can do in creating your own multimedia show. As you scroll down, you can go to this link that I provide in the context of this first compendium on inspiration and for enlightenment. You know, I provide the link on Christos quips, and you can go to these different quips. For example, there's another one, be proactive. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. Know better to do better. That's kind of what I was referencing before in the quip that I gave. The higher the concept of love codes in form and frequency, as in frequently, the greater the results. Now, love codes is like God codes, geometrically ordered divinity. There's a whole website on love codes. Some may be interested in seeing it. Others have already seen it and know exactly what I'm referring to. So they'll understand the quip. You know, people that, you know, initiates who've been basically following my more enlightened stuff with, you know, regarding the order of the universe with geometrically ordered divinity and the law of the angles and language of the angels know what I'm referring to in these quips. So there's another quip is, there's nothing extra about full spectrum enlightenment, effective sensory perception when you have it. It's like there's nothing extra about ESP when you have it, but, you know, ESP, when you understand it, is effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. Again, if the whole truth is whole enough and bold enough and told enough, initiates will conceive and achieve it, IT, internet technology. So the quip is kind of referencing IT is not as, you know, IT is as not internet technology, but internet technology. Or people say it's not infotech. Some people say IT is information technology. I'm referring to internet technology. You know, basically the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and network is hardware. And again, this is a kind of a quip. Hardware is the next phase of the computer internet revolution after hardware, software, and netware. So the frequency of love and action at the heart of the universal interface for global interaction is the holistic, healthy, holy spirit that matters. Earth's evolutionary ascent is what love and action does. Anyway, there's more of these quips. Some of them I like more than the other. It goes more into the frames of reference for understanding 3D, 4D, 5D. And it finishes up on the note of love with all your heart and mind and soul and your netizen neighbor in our global village as thyself. And again, the higher the standard of love, the greater the results. So a high state of cosmic love, universal law language, you know, for love and action, the Holy Spirit of love and action, the greater the results. Downsize the tyranny of corporatocracy for upsizing pure intention for sovereignty. Again, the theme of this enlightenment for inspiration show today is along those lines. So that's it basically today, folks. I'm going to do a wrap. I want to thank you for listening. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring through the 2020s. So keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.